Hi, I'm Jennifer Lutz, and I'm here with Michael
Shiloah.
Yeah, thank you.
And well, thank you for speaking with me. And could you please tell me how you work with tourism within Israel?
So I'm the CEO of Western Galilee Now. It's a small business consortium of tourist entrepreneurs in a beautiful region called the Western Galilee, between mountains to sea, in the northern part of Israel.
The northern part of Israel. And northern, how far north are we talking during this time?
Okay, so first of all, we're about an hour and a half north to Tel Aviv. Some of the parts right now at this minute are closed, but some are completely open for tourists.
Okay, so break that down for me a bit, because I know now with the war going on, it's a bit of a sensitive time. So I'm sure that one of the first things people want to know is it safe to come to this region right now?
So some of the parts are completely safe and possible, and some are not. So that's why you should contact us. If you want to learn and know about the wineries and the cheesemakers and the artists that are open and learn about the trails off the beaten path, then we will help you put it. And if you want to plan ahead, we're very optimistic.
So you work directly with the smaller businesses throughout the region?
A lot of family businesses, traditional businesses. Some are very farm-to-table, very unique. Some people who moved from the center of Israel to the Galilee in order to fulfill the dream, open the little winery or their brewery or the distillery or make their own goat cheese or have their own artistic studio. Very little towns and cities to visit.
Talking then about a very special experience in Israel.
Yeah. Very hands-on. Yes.
And I imagine because you work directly with these small businesses and you, of course, know the region, you can really help plan a trip.
Yes.
For the future when things are a bit more calm, or even now, because
We are aware, we know exactly, we do everything that is possible, and whatever is not possible, we won't send our guests to.
So talk to me about what's possible and then let's talk a bit more, you know, looking forward.
So first of all, our area, again, is very multiculturalist. There's a lot of different religions and places to visit. It's very green.
What are the different religions in the region?
So we have the Jews and we have the Druze religion.
And the Druze are?
The Druze are a very beautiful sector that is very peace-minded and have amazing cuisine, very traditional. Grapevine leaves. Stuffed with rice, and you can go into the homes and have a workshop with them and learn about them. Yes, these are things we do.
So if someone was interested in learning, because I believe the Druze, this is one of the few places in the world where they live, correct?
Yes.
In Israel.
Yeah.
So someone could actually come and you have experiences where they can meet people and experience the culture in the home.
Yes. And if you want a tour in the village, we connect you with the right tour guide and you can experience things that are off the beaten path and experience Israel in a different way. Again, because the region is small and it combines so many different religions, there's also Muslims and Christians and everyone living together. And you can then come for 2-3 nights in beautiful little B&Bs and experience every day something else. See Israel in that way. And if you want to visit Akko, which is one of the most ancient cities in the world.
Akko.
It's a port city.
Okay.
And it used to be the most important port city in the region. And it still is very, still very small and beautiful with different alleys, little alleys. And it also has amazing B&Bs and the hotels there.
Give me an idea of what could be this 2 or 3 day trip. So multicultural is, and at the moment with the multicultural, are people calm? Are people interacting well?
It's actually been an amazing, you know, we've been going through very hard times, of course. And this was like a test for me. I was born in Jerusalem, fifth generation. I lived in Tel Aviv and I moved to the Galilee. I live in an off-the-grid village called Kleel. Everything is organic and solar system. And I moved from choice because it's a beautiful region and I wanted to be part of it and of the way of living. And so, this period could have been difficult. And we actually proved that we can live together even under these circumstances. And I think it's important to know that.
Do you feel in a way that people have come more together in any way during this time?
Yes. Sometimes you feel tension. There are moments there is tension. I will be very honest.
What?
On the other hand, going through this together, brings you closer. And understanding that the people are people at the end.
People are people.
People are people. And they want life and they want serenity. And our region depends on tourism as the main source of employment and a lot of family businesses. So we want peace in our region. We want people to come and enjoy and sip a glass of wine or go into an ancient monastery and just or sit with an artist and prepare. So we want people to come. So it's been, we're optimistic. We're hoping things are going to change for the better. But it's a safe feeling. That's what's important for me to say. You feel safe. The areas you can come to, you feel very safe right now.
And this is actually my first time in Israel.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
For me, actually, it feels like a very privileged time to be here.
It is. It certainly is.
There's some type of resilience, maybe, that you can feel.
Yeah.
Do you think that for people who have been thinking about Israel, that now actually is a particularly good time to come, maybe?
I'll tell you what's a good time if you want to come and there's volunteer missions, for example. If I may say, for example, JNF has volunteer missions and you can come and through that, you can meet people, experience things. It's hands-on experience. It's not the regular tourism experience.
And okay? For the regular tourism experience.
For the regular tourism experience.
Yes.
It depends what you want to do. If it's important for you to meet the resilient people of Israel right now, whoever they are from whatever religion, yes, it's a good opportunity. If you want now to lay on the beach and just forget about the world,
planning for the future.
We're planning for the future.
And
because you can't avoid, what's happening. This country is going through a very turbulent time, and it's very different from person to person and from the different regions within the country. But this country is right now in a turbulent time. It's
And if I maybe don't feel a particular tie to this moment, and if I don't want to just lay on the beach, but to have this multicultural experience right now, is now the time to come? Is 3 months the time to come? What can we...
I would wait for September.
September.
Yeah, I would wait a bit and see. Again, if you don't want to volunteer and be part of it and experience a country in a certain type in a war, but in different types of war, if you're really looking for a tourism experience, even if it's not on the beach, then I would have to be responsible and say, let's wait a few months. September and October are beautiful months in our area. It's all olive trees.
My birthday. So.
Okay. Then we can all invite everyone. It's a time where the olive picking and preparing the olive oil in our region, for example, and it's still very beautiful. The nice weather.
Because people can plan.
Yeah, people can plan, and we're there. We're there. And if you contact us, we will help you put together the right trip for you, tailor-made, whatever type of experience you want to have. And it's not that you can't come now, but it really depends what you're looking for.
Okay, so then to kind of put it all together for people, you specifically can work with them to create this very tailored experience with small local, it sounds like very sustainable tourism.
Very sustainable tourism. Again, it's small places. So there's also unique experiences in places where people with disabilities work. Like we have an amazing winery where people with disabilities also work there. We have a beautiful cafe and art gallery where people, so again, there's a lot to see, and it really, or you're open to any experience, or if you really have, you're inclined into some kind of adventure, we will help you put it together.
Okay, and thank you very much for the time and for the realistic conversation, because I think people want to know what to expect and how to plan their future visit to Israel.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I am Jennifer Lutz with Insider Travel Report. Very happy to speak with Mikaela and learn more about Israel and the wine. I want the wine.